Reading from Dharma chapter 21, Prameya Abhideya Raghunuga Bhakti, Om Aganita Manandasya Gananjana Shalakaya, Taksur and Mutanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha, Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale, Sayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Satatantikam Anshakalpa Tarubhyascha Kritashindu Vaibhacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasudhi Gaura Govinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So greetings from Govardhan. I shifted back to Govardhan. Is a retreat aboard Jampabhu Satchinandana Swami. And I go in the afternoon to Vajram Prabhu's Katha on the Kaliya Serpent. It's quite amazing. He's really brought it to life in a way that I've really even never heard it before. And that's one of the pastimes that I've studied. So it's really done enough. The whole thing is first class, really. No electricity here, and it's still a little bit early morning. The lights come out a little bit, but it's overcast, and there's no electricity outside. And it seems that the adapter to my computer, something's wrong with that because it's not charging my computer, so my computer's out. So if there's any problem with the call, you'll have to call me directly. Also, on my iPod where I'm giving the class, I have 12% left of electricity, which should be enough. So chapter 21, Prameya Abhideya Raghunuga Bhakti. There's Pramana and Prameya. Pramana is our means of knowing. Prameya is what to be known. And one of the subjects to be known is Abhideya, the means for realizing the absolute truth. This is all being explained by Raghunath Das Babaji to Vrajanath and Vijay, his disciples in Gojram Greek. And he explained there's two type means of realizing the absolute truth in the process of bhakti. One is Vaidhi Bhakti and one is Raghunuga Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti is when your inspiration for practice, your guide for practice, is your understanding of what to do based on the Shastra. And in Raghunuga Bhakti, the inspiration for your practice is your faith, your natural faith, Lobha Mayi Shraddha, your strong faith to serve Krishna in a particular way. And Krishna, not Narayan, not Vishnu, but Krishna, which means an attraction to serve spontaneously, not in majesty or reverence, but in a type of intimacy. So, and that spontaneous devotional service, that very forceful love, is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give and to taste. Krishna came to taste that love and to give that love. now there's a discussion of that. And raganuga bhakti specifically means, anuga means to follow the rag, that deep absorption of bhakti that's found in Vrindavan, in Goloka Vrindavan, in the residence there. And you want to follow that. That's raganuga. You're following that. That's your husband. Because that's your desire to serve Krishna in a particular way. And to cultivate and nourish that you start to follow a particular residence whose bhava or mood you covet or want. And then you begin, and eventually, raganuga bhakti, it becomes to the process of smaran. And you begin to meditate on Krishna's pastimes and the resident of Vrindavan whom you want to follow. And that's how you cultivate and nourish that particular sentiment. And then you begin to chant the holy name in that type of sambandha, that type of relationship with Krishna. That I, you know, you're chanting, but your chanting is my lover or my child or my friend or an aspiration for that. And as this type of practice, when it matures, is at the level of smart, although one may have initial inspiration to actually enter into the practice, the inspiration comes in the association of advanced devotees, from hearing the Bhagavatam, from worshiping a particular deity. The aspiration will come, but for it to mature in to the level of sadhana, the real deep practice, then one has to be purified by chanting the holy name and come to the point where in your chanting of the holy name, because the holy name is not different than Krishna, then the pastimes of Krishna manifest, and the pastimes of Krishna manifest along with the associates of Krishna, and along with the associate of Krishna you want to follow. So this is kind of in one sense, an advanced type of practice. And there's two types of raganuga bhakti: kama rup raganuga bhakti and sambandha rup raganuga bhakti. Kama specifically refers to the mood of the gopis, and sambandha rup refers to either being an intimate servant, an intimate friend, or in a parental relationship with Krishna. And those are the two. There's two types of rigatmaka bhakti in the Loka Vrindavan, the perfected souls, or either of these two categories. And therefore, raganuga, the practice of following, is in one of these two categories also. So now the details of this is going to be discussed. And we'll go. So Rajanath is asking Raghunath, Babaji, by your mercy, I've understood up to this point. Now please explain the difference between kama and prem. If the two are non-different, then can't prema root be used instead of kama root? The word kama sounds somewhat harsh. Now, I'll explain the answer first, and then we'll listen to what Babaji says. What he's basically going to explain is that prema rup is a more generic term than kama rup. So they can't be used interchangeably. Kama rup specifically refers to the shringa or madhurya ras, and therefore, while prema rup can refer to any of the relationships, so they're not interchangeable, because you can't call the relationship of the parents kama rup. And again, it's a prakrit. A prakrit means transcendental. It's kama because it literally refers to lust. that or this reference it does, it does seem difficult to accommodate, but it just refers to the kama root, the form of lust, which is actually the form of love, of intense love, perverted in this material world. We are judging the spiritual world by our experience here, but a better template is to judge here from the spiritual world. So here's this relationship of boy-girl. Oh, yes, that's the form of the pure love of Radha and Krishna. That's the form of the pure love of Radha and Krishna. But it seems so different here. That's because the bhava is different. But they're reflections of the spiritual world. Prabhupada, he goes to 15th chapter back, Bhagavad Gita, of the banyan tree, where when it's reflected on the lake, the highest thing seems the lowest. And the lowest thing seems the highest. So that kind of reflection is here. Because after all, the highest is intensity. The highest thing is intense. But if you change the bhav, then the intensity, instead of giving you love, gives you the most degraded thing. So the intensity of that relationship between Radha and Krishna, with its intensity of love. So when it's reflected in the material world, it's the intensity of selfishness. So you can explain there's difference. So Babaji says there is some difference between kama and prema. Prema is the same as sambandha rup raga maya bhakti. There's no difference between those two. In sambandha rup bhakti, there is no kam. In other words, no desire for sambhog. It is prema without playful sporting pastimes, kali. So, for sambandha rup, there's relationship, but there's not kali, there's not conjugal love. Prema becomes kama group when it's combined with the desire for sambhog. Sambhoga means union, actually kind of a union. I can't use the frame exactly sexual union, but that form is there. Because it has such a material conception in our consciousness that kama rup bhakti is not present in any other rasa. That's it. It's found only in the Sringar Ras of the Vraja Devis, that's the gopis. Kama in this material world takes the form of sense gratification and is quite different from a prakrit kama. The kama of this material world is only a perverted reflection or transformation of the faultless prakrita kama. Even Kuja's bhav cannot be called direct kam, although it is directed towards Krishna. Because Kuja, there's some selfish desire in her that somehow or there's some wanting for herself that's somehow not found in Braj. So it can't be called, directly be called kam, arup. Because kam arup is the intense form of selflessness. It's because the form is there, it doesn't make it kama rup. The way kama rup here is it's aprakrit, transcendental. Jadiya kam, lust in relation to inert, lifeless matter, is based on sense gratification. It is only a transformation of misery. It is worthless and contemptible. In contrast, kam based on frame is full of ananda, and it is supremely valuable and always joyful. Since prakrita kam, worldly lust, is insignificant and abominable, you should have no hesitation in using the word prakrita kam, transcendental lust. Vrajanam. Now please explain raganuga bhakti that is based on relationship. Sambandha root. Babaji, Sambandha Bhakti has the mood of being related to Krishna, and this relationship being one of three types. In Dasya, servitude, in Sakya, friendship, or in Vatsya, parental. I am Krishna's servant, and Krishna is my master. I am Krishna's friend. I am Krishna's mother or father. All these moods are called relationship. Sambandha Nuga Bhakti is preeminently displayed only in the inhabitants of Braja. Prajanab, how does one cultivate Raganuga Bhakti in the mood of a servant, friend, or parent? Babaji, one who is awake in Ruchi, the Dasya Ras, follows Krishna's eternal servants such as Raptak and Patrika and serves Krishna by following their particular mood of service. Imbued with Madhurya Bhav. Madhurya Bhav just means this very intimate sweetness. So this is still Raganuga. Even though they have the mood of servant, there's a certain intimacy there. Because Krishna, after all, is not really the boss. He's the coward boy. He may be their master, but they're intimate servants. One whose ruchi is towards Sakyaras serves Krishna by following the Bhav sentiment and chaste endeavors of one of Krishna's Priya Sakhas, such as Subal. So if you want friendship, you have to follow the Bhav, the mood of friendship, which is equality. That's each relationship, for parental, it's Vatsalya, or kindness or mercy. So they each have a different mood, and they have different actions. Friendship, it may be joking. Parental love, it may be giving blessings. There are different chastes, there are different endeavors, there are different moods. One whose ruchi is towards Vatsalya Ras, engaging the Krishna service by following the Bhav and activities of bhaktis such as Nanda and Yashoda, who have a parental relationship with him. Vajanat, what does it mean to follow Anukarna, the chaste? What does it mean to follow the chaste, the endeavors, and the bhavas? Babaji, according to one's eternal inherent nature, siddha bhav, towards Krishna, some specific bhavas and chastes arise, and Jabahara activities are also manifested along with them. It's not clear to me what the difference is between chaste endeavors and Jabahara activities. I'll have to consult someone about that. A sadhaka performing Sambandhanuga Bhakti engages himself in Krishna's service by following these bhavas, chaste, and Jabaharas. For instance, Nanda Maharaj has the mood of paternal affection towards Krishna. So one should follow all the endeavors that he makes to please Krishna. So if you have a particular love, you endeavor to please Krishna. And when you're inspired in a particular mood, you want to look at that particular resident whose mood you're cultivating and seeing how that person tries to please Krishna with his activities, with his endeavors. So you follow all the endeavors that he makes to please Krishna, guided by the mood of paternal affection, but one should never consider that he himself is Nanda, Yasoda, Subhav, or Rakta. We don't think that we are them. We just want to follow them and have the same bhav and the same mood and the same service. Rather, one should simply follow the bhavas of these great bhaktas according to one's own ruchi or taste, otherwise it would be an offense. Vajanath, what type of Raganuga Bhakti do we have the adhikari to adopt? Now, what's going to happen here is very interesting. They're going to ask their guru what their eternal relationship is. But their guru is going to ask them. And then he'll confirm it. So this indirectly is antithetical to what is criticized as what is criticized in Radha Kund, so-called, the practices where at a premature stage one is given his spiritual identity. And because the guru will not give the spiritual identity until it manifests first within the heart of the disciple by his practices in Krishna consciousness and his purity. Then the guru can confirm it. But it has to come from the disciple, not from the guru. The guru will confirm it, but it's in the disciple's heart. So in Radha Kund, they give this Siddha Pranali, they give this, they tell you who your identity is. And, I mean, really, it becomes ludicrous sometimes. And this is a famous story that two Russians went there, and they got spiritual identity, and then they started to talk. They started to talk among themselves, and they found out that they had the same identity. So they weren't really getting their spiritual identity. They were getting something to practice or something, but what are they going to practice with their material consciousness? And another story is that one left, they forgot their spiritual identity, and they went back, and they got something else to set. No, they went to another guru, they got something else. But that's not the way it works. So here, Jivadharma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling us how this works. And we had personal experience of people I know who went there and got this, and it turned out to be a sham. And one wound up as an atheist, another wound up as a Buddhist, another wound up as an atheist. So, and again, what Prabhupada is giving and Bhakti Siddhanta is giving is what's recommended by the six Goswamis. Taramadye Sarva Shreshte Nama Sankirtan Nama Aparade Poya Pai Chaitanya Charitamrita Haridasa Kula of all the nine processes, chanting the holy name is the best. And when done without offense, you'll get this prema bhakti. And when that is awakened in your heart by the chanting, then this will reveal here what happens. And mostly still you cultivate it by the holy name. My son, you should scrutinize your own swabhav, your nature, and then you will see the corresponding type of devotion for which you are qualified. A particular ruchi will awaken according to your inherent swabhav, and you should pursue the rasa that is indicated by that ruchi. Ruchi means taste. In order to cultivate that rasa, you should follow one of Krishna's eternal associates who is perfect in it. To determine the rasa, it is only necessary to examine your own ruchi. If your ruchi is towards the path of rag, then you should act according to that ruchi. And as long as the inclination is not awakened to the path of rag, you should simply execute the principles of Vaidhi Bhakti with firm faith. By executing the principles of Vaidhi Bhakti, of chanting the holy name, reading the Bhagavatam, visiting the holy dhams, worshipping the deities of Radha and Krishna, then gradually this may awaken in your heart. And therefore, it takes here a lot of sincerity. Because if you're not, because in other words, what the guru was saying, if you have it, you have it. If you think whether I have it or not, you don't. It's just like a young man is attracted to a lady, no one can tell him he doesn't have that type of affection. Now, again, I say They may tell them it's inappropriate. You can't tell them you don't have that. It's that. It's a natural relationship that wakens in the heart, and then one cultivates it. Vijay Prabhu, I've been studying Srimad Bhagavatam for a long time, and I listen to Krishna Leela whenever, wherever I find the opportunity. Whenever I deliberate on Krishna Leela, a strong bhava arises in my heart to serve the divine couple as Lalita Devi does. So I actually, you know, I spoke to some scholars about this. And what's seemingly in the novel seeming to happen over a couple of months really is something that can take years. So shouldn't misunderstand this, that it's so simple. You go, you join, you get your name, you practice, you go to your guru, I'm this and that. So Babaji, you need not say any more. You are a maid, Manjari, young maid servant of Lita Devi. Which service do you like? So the guru actually sees that this is sincere and he confirms it. And he says, you want to follow Lita Devi? And Lita Devi has assistants called Manjaris, which are young girls not yet at the level of maturity, but very special selfless service mood. Manjari Bhav means selfless service because they have no particular desire to have that direct relationship with Krishna, but they just want to see the pleasure of Radha, and through that, they have that sentiment. They experience that sentiment. Like I give the example of a mother taking her child to meet a great saint. If the great saint pats the child on the head, then the mother will feel that, and the mother joy will be in that guru bhav, but she'll enjoy it through her child who is having that relationship. So in a similar way, the Manjaris will assist Lalita in bringing Radha and Krishna together, and they will relish Krishna's relationship with Radha, the conjugal relationship, but indirectly. And that was also described that Kamatmaka Bhakti had two divisions, Tattad Bhava Ichamayi and Sambhog Ichamayi. One is I want direct union and direct contact, and another one is this thing, which he's getting right now, where you enjoy it, but through the love of Radha, your love of Radha becomes more than your love of Krishna. And therefore, you enjoy that relationship through Radha's relationship with Krishna. Vijay, I desire that Srimati Lalita Devi should grant me permission to string garlands and flowers. I shall string lovely garlands of beautiful, delicate flowers and place them in Lalita Sati's lotus hands. She will look upon me with an infinitely merciful, love-laden glance, and then she will place the garlands around the necks of Radha and Krishna. So then there's a service. You see, this is really very, very deep because it's above. It's just like chanting Hare Krishna. We're doing the same thing, but it's very, very dynamic. We're not getting bored of it. So in the same sense, there's a service here. And one enters into that particular service in their mind. And through that service, they're experiencing that great joy. And they're able to meditate on that, and meditate on it in a very, very deep way. Babaji, I give you my blessing that you may attain perfection in the goal for which you are undertaking your sadhana. Bhakti is blessings. Without blessings, we don't advance. You cannot attain Krishna by any practice other than the mercy of the mercy of the Vaishnavas who bless us. Bhakti is the process of blessings. We have to get blessings. And by those blessings, we can enter. Without those blessings, by our own effort, we can never enter. When Vijay heard Babaji Maharaj's affectionate benediction, he fell at the lotus feet of his preceptor and wept. Seeing his emotional state, Babaji said, "Go on continually practicing Laganuga Sadhana Bhakti with the same feeling and externally follow the conduct laid down to the rules of Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti in a regular way." So you don't give up the rules, but you're following the rules in a different mood, because the rules are showing you how to serve Krishna. So because you are cultivating that particular mood, you naturally want to do it in the proper way. And your inspiration is your particular intimate mood of love. So one on the platform of Raghunuga Bhakti, it's mostly an internal thing that informs our practices. And therefore, there may be subtly a selection of practices and a selection of hearing and a selection of deity worship. But one will be more strict. Raghunath Das Goswami is paying 1,000 obeisances. His practices were like the line on stone. And he was the Piyojana Acharya, the Acharya or the Guru for the practice of Krishna Kanja, for love of Godhead. When Vrajanath saw Vijay's spiritual wealth, he folded his hands on it. He said, "My master, whenever I meditate on Sri Krishna's pastimes..." So Vrajanath now sees his uncle. And he said, "A desire arises in my heart to serve him by following in the footsteps of Subal. Babaji, which service do you like?" "Rajanath, when the calves wander far off to graze, I very much like to bring them back in the company of Subal. When Krishna sits in a place to play upon his flute, I will take commission of Subal to let the cows drink water, and then I will bring them to by Brother Krishna. This is my heart's desire. Babaji, I give you the benediction that you will attain Krishna's service as a follower of Subal. You are eligible to cultivate the sentiment of friendship, Satyara." So this shows that it's not given by the Guru, but it's your own inherent Subal that manifests. Some people think that it comes just by diksha. And here, they got diksha from the same person and had two different relationships. So what comes, iladini sambit, is something that can energize the mind in a way that you could actually realize yourself. It is wonderful that from that day on, within Vijay Kumar's mind, the feeling began to sprout that he was a maidservant, Dasi, of Srimati Lalita Devi, and he began to look upon Srila Babaji Maharaj as the personification of Lalita Devi. "Vijay, O Master, what more remains to be known about this subject? Please give me your order." "Babaji, nothing more. You need only know the name, form, desires, and so on of your Siddhadeha. Come to me alone at another time, and I shall tell you all these things." And now that the Bab is there, and some kind of desire is there, now the Guru feels that he can reveal a little bit more specifically. And that's called Ekadas Bab. 11 characteristics of your spiritual identity. Your mother and father are, what your clothes are, and your services, etc. But again, This is also very interesting, that it's actually given by Guru. Vijay Kama offered Dandavat Praman at the feet of his preceptor and replied, "As my master pleases." From that day on, Rajanath began to look upon Babaji as the personification of Subal. So they even saw their guru in two different ways, according to their Bab. This is a little bit interesting in relationship to people trying to figure out Prabhupada's Swarup. Babaji said to Rajanath, you also come to me alone another time, and I will give you the name, form, dress, ornaments of your spiritual body. Rajanath offered Dandavat Pranam and said, "As my master pleases." Now, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, this giving the Ekadas Bhav, the various characteristics of your spiritual identity, that is a meditational technique that was developed after the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by Janchandra Goswami, who is a disciple of Vajrakeshwara Pandit, who is a disciple of Gopal Guru, who is an intimate associate of Sri Ramadar. And it was a particular way to meditate. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, initiated by Vipin Bihari Goswami, was in that line in a way, and he got that particular process. But it's not the process, it's one way to do it. Rajanath offered Dandapranath Pranam and said, "As my master pleases." Rajanath and Vijay Kumar acknowledged their great good fortune, and that day on they happily engaged in their eternal practice of Raganuga Sadhana. Externally, everything remained as before, but their inner emotions had changed. Externally, Vijay Kumar behaved only as a man, but internally he was imbued with the female nature, Stri Bhav, while within Rajanath appeared the inherent Subhav of a cowherd boy. The night was far advanced. Both of them returned home, chanting on their japa mala, the maha mantra that they had received from their preceptor, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It was midnight, and the lovely moonlight appeared like a shower of rich silver upon the earth. A shower of whitish silver upon the earth appeared like that. Intoxicating breeze flew from the Malayan mountain, creating a very pleasant sensation to the mind. They sat down together beneath an umbrella tree in a beautiful secluded place near Lakshman Tila and began a discussion. That's a lot to digest. I'll stop now if there are any questions.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Okay, would anyone like to say it? Hi, Bo, yeah.
Yeah, if we have time, I have a couple of questions.
Yeah.
I was wondering, in ISKCON, of course, we give names. And I was, since, if the guru is able to confirm his disciples' bhav or rasa with Krishna, I'm wondering if that would influence the name that he gives, or is it just an individual thing, depending upon the guru? He may or may not give a name that corresponds.
No, it wouldn't, because
he said
would get a boy's name, and a girl would get a boy would get a boy's name, and a girl would get a girl's name. But internally, the boy may be a girl, and the girl may be a boy. So no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, I guess the guru would of course, to confirm the disciples' mood, is it that he would be going by, he would be going by the behavior of the disciple, or what symptoms would he be looking for?
Well, I think it's the sincerity, because it would go by the sincerity of the disciple, and it would be reflected in that person's sincerity, his selfless service. In our line, his dedication and surrender to the mission. Then there's some legitimacy to it. Otherwise, it's just a sham. It's. Did you ever read my article, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Raghunuga Sadhana?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll read it again. It describes that there's three ways in which it may be revealed. It may be revealed by the Diksha Guru, it may be revealed by the Siksha Guru, or it may be revealed by the Super Soul. And it seems that in most traditions, it's revealed by the Super Soul. It's revealed in the heart of a person by his own practice in devotion. And it seems to me that's more or less what Prabhupada's process is. There is a question, and I read that in Bhakti Vikas Swami's biography of Bhakti Siddhanta. There is some question of whether or not he did give this Ekadas Bhav to a few selected people. But it doesn't seem like he gave it to Prabhupada. Which doesn't minimize Prabhupada. It means that there's just different ways.
Ekadas Bhav? I didn't catch that.
Ekadas Bhav is this process where they say, this is your name, this is your form, this is your dress, this is your service,
mm-hmm.
this is your parents. Mm-hmm. The whole, it's a
Ekadas
is Mekadasi. It means 11.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing is by the chanting of the holy name that you become self-realized. Your identity becomes more and more focused. It's like focusing something. So generally, it may be a general focus that, you have the mood of someone in Vrindavan. And then it may become even a more specific focus that I have a particular mood. And then it may be even a more specific focus of a particular, particular person. And I don't even know if I know a few people who have revealed to me some very intense, specific attraction, godbrothers. They're very sincere, dedicated devotees. But
okay.
It's by the it's by the purification of the chanting. It's by the purification of the chanting. On that note, I'm here in Vrindavan. It's right here. It's about 6:30. So by 6:30 here, I've already been chanting for at least minimum 4 hours, and. Yeah, practice makes perfect. A taste increases. And as taste increases, then your focus increases, becomes more defined. But, you know, like, this is a very advanced thing that happened over many, 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 many years. And, you know, there's one sense that it can be, you know, you can practice and you can cultivate it, but there's another sense that really it can be given whenever Guru wants or whenever Krishna wants. It can be given. And the example I heard is either the Guru can give you the ingredients to cook the meal and offer to Krishna, or the Guru can cook the meal and give you the boga to offer to Krishna. So in that sense, our confidence
I'm sorry, Maharaj. I got an interruption.
I'm going to say, there's one sense, for example, like a guru can, you can assist the guru, right, in cooking for Krishna. So he can give you all the ingredients, the spices, and say, please cook this. And you make the meal and you offer it to Krishna. Or the guru himself can be cooking and then give you the completed meal to offer to Krishna. So it seems that our confidence is that by selfless service and chanting the holy names and hearing the Bhagavatam and worshiping the deities of Radha and Krishna, hearing the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then gradually we will become self-realized. What I'm saying, what's happening here is something described 500 years ago, where people are living in that culture in Bengal. And even then, I've heard different acharyas comment that what's being described here is something that really would normally take several lifetimes. We've been here in the material world since time immemorial, you know, cultivating so many samskaras, so many misconceptions. But our confidence is Kalair Doshe Nidhe Rajan, this age of Kali is an ocean of thoughts, Eko Asti Mahaguna, but there's one good quality, Kirtanadeva Krishna, Sambhade Kirtan of Krishna, Mukta Sangam Param Bhri. That's why the Kirtan of Krishna, things will manifest. This is the process. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo, Nasdeva, 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 Nasdeva. And as far as yourself, the best thing you can do is read the Chaitanya Charitamrita with Siddhartha, not the Chief.
Yeah. Well, that's the best that happens 5 days a week, Maharaj.
Whatever the case is, that's absolutely the best thing. And if you could actually, with that, develop this taste for your practice of chanting, I'm enjoying here. I'm sitting, you know, it's a little struggle, but not really. I mean, I'm very happy. And I'm sitting here, and I have this nice chair where I can cross my legs in my room. It's very, very quiet. It's a very unique place because there's no one living around me. There's no one living around me for 50, 60 yards in either direction. Even though I'm quite close to the town. And Govardhan Hill is just directly facing it. And Vrindavan is also a special place. Okay, Gail, I'm going to have to go and do the rest of my stuff.
Okay.
We'll continue next week. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Anybody else like to say hello? And thank you for
Hare
your
Krishna
questions. Yeah. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Guru.
Prajurade?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj.
Prajurade. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you for listening. And you're worshiping Radha Shamsa. How wonderful. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj.
Who is this?
Jai Shri Radhe.
Who is it?
Jai Shri Radhe.
Yeah, I know you, right? Aren't you that girl from Siberia? Are you there alone or are you with Priya?
I'm with Priya and Gopa.
Oh, okay. Great, great. Thank you for listening to class. Is it only people, you can call it anywhere, but I'm wondering, is it only people in New Jersey that want to become self-realized? I mean, people may criticize Jersey, but so far you're all living there, in that central Jersey area. So it must be a chakra for advanced Krishna consciousness. It's great. Thank you for all for all being on. Jai Shri Radhe, you'd really love the place that Ananda Govardhan made for me. And
really?
She's so intelligent and how she picked out a particular. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very simple. It's a studio apartment, but it's in the corner of the building, and it overlooks. I'm there, too. There's nothing to me. The windows are on the west and the south, and there is nothing within 50 yards of me, practically speaking. And it gets the sun all day, which is great because the winter's coming up. So it's a room has light. And the way she's so practical, my God, everything is really first class and functional. I don't think I ever had a room that so much facilitates what I want to do. And I'm very surprised. I think 25, 30 people could sit there comfortably for my class. So it's really, everything has a place there. Okay, anybody else?
Has blessings to come to your place in Vrindavan once.
Okay, let's see. First you have to get have the adhikar of being an American citizen. Okay. And I hope that's progressing along quickly. Okay. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Gordon Bhaktadas.
Okay. Who is this?
Gordon Bhaktadas.
Oh, Govardhan, hi, Bo. Thank you, Govardhan. Great.
Thank you.
Very good. Okay. Okay, we'll go now.